In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The words we heard in the Holy Gospel today were uttered by our Lord Jesus Christ during the Last Supper. The Apostle St. John, who was there, gives us in his Gospel the transcription of the precious words that fell from the mouth of the Savior during that night, the last one before his holy sacrifice. Our Lord announced his sufferings and his death for our salvation. But he also assured his disciples of his victory. If the apostles were to be deprived of the presence of our Lord because of his death, they would be able to rejoice again because of his resurrection. However, our Lord also told his disciples what was going to happen after his resurrection. He would have to go back to his Father. And when they heard the news of his departure, the disciples were filled with sorrow. And here is the answer of our Lord. Because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient to you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. So our Lord says that he has to go, otherwise the disciples will not be able to receive the Holy Ghost. This is interesting, because isn't Christ the one who gives the Holy Ghost? So why does he have to depart for the Holy Ghost to come? My brethren, the truth is that our Lord has to withdraw his humanity so the disciples can be elevated to his divinity. Our Lord has to disappear from their eyes in order to appear to their souls. The Lord has to cease to be the object of their senses in order to become the object of their faith. So the disciples would no longer be able to say, "I see." But instead, they would proclaim, "I believe." Credo. I believe in one God, and I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ. I know that it may sound very anti-ecumenical, and perhaps it is, but to believe in Jesus Christ is essential for anyone to be saved. We have to be clear. Jesus Christ is not a privileged path to salvation. He's not an alternative, one among many. He is the only way, the only truth, the only life. As St. Peter says, there is no one else in which we can find salvation. So we have to believe in Jesus Christ. But now comes an important question. What does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? What does it mean to believe in Jesus Christ? My brethren, to believe in Jesus Christ has to go far beyond to believe that He existed. To acknowledge that there was a man called Jesus of Nazareth does not make anyone a believer. This is history and not faith. Many historical documents, religious and profane, prove the existence of Jesus Christ. This is a fact, evidence. So to believe that He existed, it's not enough. So we have to move beyond the simple affirmation of His existence. And it would not be enough either to acknowledge that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah. That would not be enough. And why not? My brethren, the answer is that as long as I do not confess Jesus Christ as the Lord, as long as I do not confess His eternal divinity, I cannot partake of His salvation. Since the beginning of Christianity, many who confessed that Jesus Christ was the Messiah were found guilty of heresy. Because they would confess His humanity, but they would deny His divinity. And that was the case of Arius in the 4th century. Arius believed that Jesus was the Messiah. No problem about that. But Arius denied His divinity. He denied the divinity of Christ. He denied that Christ was God. And he convinced many people of his false teaching. He made many people to believe in his false words. Not only the laity, but even priests and bishops fell into this error. In fact, almost the totality of the hierarchy was preaching heresy and lies. It was difficult to find a church where the truth was being said. But the flame of the true faith was not extinguished. It could not be. But it remained alive in some small churches, here and there. The crisis lasted for many years, and the defenders of the true faith had a lot to suffer. And the great defender of the divinity of Jesus Christ during that time was Saint Athanasius. Looking at him, we can see how important, how crucial, how essential it is for us to keep and to defend our faith. Because, my brethren, it's not enough to believe in something. It's not enough to believe in something. But we have to believe the truth So in order to believe in Jesus Christ in the way we ought to, we have to believe that He is God, one with the Father and the Holy Ghost. Because if Christ is not God, if He is not God, I have bad news for you. If He is not God, He has not redeemed you, and there is no hope at all of salvation. So the confession of the divinity of Jesus Christ is at the very foundation of our faith. This is the stone that was rejected by the Jews and became the cornerstone of the church. We needed to remember that it was because of this confession. It was because our Lord confessed His divinity that the Jews accused Him of blasphemy and wanted Him to die. This was the cause of His condemnation. But it became the cause of our salvation, the confession of the divinity of Jesus Christ. And this is the act of faith that God expects from us, that we confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, meaning that we confess His divinity. So, my brethren, let us reaffirm our faith in the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may Saint Athanasius, the great defender of the true faith, may he assist us in the battle we have to face against so many heresies and lies nowadays. May he obtain for us the strength we need to be faithful to the words of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Faithful to His words, to His teachings, unto death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.